just get signed up to the internet. I don't know why it's not doing it.
Oh, it was just kind of calm down.
I'm crying. I'm just so frustrated.
What's it doing when you try to connect, ma'am?
Pardon me?
What does it do when you try to connect?
Well, I go to the... I finally get this thing to where it says to choose what you want to do, and like, and it says, and it says there's a place to put your name and your password.
Okay.
And it won't go any further.
You mean it won't go any further?
Well, it says these things down the bottom. I don't know. It's like it says it's invalid. The thing I think is that gives, there's three things at the bottom of that page, and it says one of them is invalid password or name or password or something like that, you know.
Okay, when you're signing up for a username, you're signing up for the same one you used last time, right?
Yes.
There's two places you have to type in the password, and they have to match. If they don't match, then it's not going to let you do it.
Well, I did that. I did that earlier. I mean, I signed it in, then I had to do it again. But the thing about it is, I wonder if it's my password. I can't figure out, when these people changed my, or when they worked on my computer, could they have changed my password somehow?
No, ma'am, you don't have a password until you sign up. Yeah, no, there's nothing they could have changed.
Well, I don't know. I guess I just won't have internet.
Oh.
I cannot figure out why it won't do it. It says, sometimes it says the program's not responding. And, you know, it says it's connecting. It's dial and redial and redial. It says the servers are busy. Well, how long can they be busy?
But those are all kinds of different errors. I mean, are they all happening at once?
Oh, I don't know what you mean by at once.
Well, the fact that it's dialing over and over again indicates that you're not even establishing a connection. But then when you're telling me that getting an error that the servers are busy, that indicates you have connected, but there's something else going on. And initially you told me you did reach the sign-up page, but you couldn't get any further than the password.
Yeah, I've done all those things.
So, I mean, you're all over the place here as far as symptoms.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm so frustrated. I don't know if I'm you know, when it says, do you want access a new account or something like that, MSN account?
We've got nothing to do with MSN, so whatever you're clicking on for that, you don't want to go that route.
Well, when I went to, I don't know.
Didn't you tell me originally that the computers had just set it up for you?
Yes.
Why don't you go talk to them and see if they'll do it for you again?
Don't I have to take my computer up there, though, right?
No, you don't.
I don't?
No.
Okay.
They should be able to get you signed up for an actual account. Back home, you would have to call me so I could tell you what to do as far as typing into your computer so you can connect. You don't have to physically take your computer to them, no.
No, I have to call and ask them if they would...
No, I would go visit... Because you're going to have to pay them $10 for your first month's service. But once they've actually signed up for an account and you've got your username and password,
uh-huh.
And when you get back home, you need to call me. And I'll tell you what to plug into your computer so that you can make the connection.
Okay.
I would suggest that we'll just do it the same way you did it last time and go talk to about it.
You think I'm just too dumb to figure this out, and it's just killing me.
Well, without actually seeing what the computer is doing, I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to bypass a whole bunch of problems.
Well,
and take...
what? Okay. Didn't you tell me to go to MSN Explorer?
Oh, ma'am, I said to go to Internet Explorer.
Okay, well, I might...
That's a different program.
Okay, but I'm not sure I have Internet Explorer. All I've got for Internet says MSN Explorer.
You've got Internet Explorer on there. If you click on...
All programs, okay, Internet Explorer, okay.
Right, that's where that's at.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you stay with me for just a second? Let me see. So now I got to get off the phone so I can do what? Now, I've got this page that says Internet Explorer.
Okay, then what you would have to do is dial in like you've been doing. Assuming it makes a connection, and Internet Explorer, you would have to use Internet Explorer to go to our website.
Okay.
If it doesn't make a connection, then pointless to even try Internet Explorer.
Okay, well, let me hang up and I'll try this again.
All righty.
Okay, thank you. Bye.